This is the Greg Kelly Show.
I got a cool picture of myself. I'm about to put it up on Twitter. Coming in for a landing in an old propeller plane. Man, I used to love doing that. Taking a plane and going for a ride. Here's the deal, though. Lots of people take lesson one in a plane. Very few ever get their private pilot certificate. It's one of those things, like everything in life. It's hard. You got to stick with it. It's a grind. That's life, man. Life is a grind. Learning anything is a grind. You got to get used to grinding it out. We all expect things to be. It did not come easy to me. There's a great line in The Simpsons. Bart gets a guitar and he gets karate lessons. And he lies to his father. He goes to the first lesson, the second lesson, then he stops going and he uses the money on video games. And he gets caught. And like, why did you do it? Why did you quit, Bart? He says, well, it was hard and I wasn't good at it right away. that's why most people quit things. It's hard and you don't get it right away. And that's fine. I mean, there's some things you're not supposed to get every day. How many cello players do we need? I was in school. What the hell instrument did I play? The alto saxophone, the tenor saxophone. Was I good at it? No. I guess I kind of stuck with it a little bit. Mayor Rudy Giuliani just walked in the room as he's getting wired up. Happy Easter, Mr. Mayor. And, I know that you were a big opera buff as a kid, but did you play any instruments or did you sing?
My singing is horrible.
Okay.
I'm a monotone. I don't even know what that is, a monotone.
I guess it would be...
Sister Margaret told me that. When I tried out for the chorus, you know, the school chorus.
You had to audition?
Yeah, everybody had to sing.
And you got turned down?
I got thrown out. She sent a little note to my mother saying, he's a nice boy, but he's a monotone.
Oh, well.
So I became an altar boy instead.
They really worked with you, huh?
And then look what I had to do. I had to get out of class by doing funerals.
Jeez. No musical instruments?
Guitar.
Guitar? Are you kidding? When? Huh? How old are you?
And the trumpet a little bit. I don't know if I can still play. You know, it's the funniest thing you asked me that. I was in a guitar store Saturday buying some electrical equipment, and the guy said, "Why don't you come in for lessons? We could get you back. Get you back to where you were." I said, "Well, I wasn't very good in the first place." But
how about that? So, Mr. Mayor, the John Durham probe of the Russiagate hoax continues. My understanding is this. There's one lawyer that's been indicted, a guy named Michael Sussman. This is a pretty big case, even though the media is not making a big deal out of Michael Sussman because this is bad for Hillary. If this were bad for Donald Trump, Michael Sussman would be a household name.
Yeah, it's becoming more about the cases coming out. When he first revealed it, it didn't. I mean, I know the case, so I knew it was a big case. When it was first revealed, I can see why people didn't think it was a big case because it sounded like one time and. But over a period of time, this guy, the charge that they brought to the Justice Department and the FBI was totally made up. And he was involved in making it up.
I'm sorry, the charge that he brought to the FBI. So he went to the FBI. He gives him a call.
Russian collusion.
Yeah, I got evidence that
bank,
there's...
The banks were linked. The Trump account was linked to the bank in Russia. He did a lot of business in Russia. There's a whole bunch of allegations.
So, and he says to the FBI, I'm coming in because I'm a concerned citizen. That's it. I'm not working for anybody here.
Correct. Which would have been, been very different. During a political campaign, nobody ever brings a criminal case based on opposition research. I mean, if you did that, everybody get indicted.
Hey, by the way, I just learned something today, actually. So the general counsel of the FBI that he goes to see is named Jim Baker, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
These guys were friends.
Yeah.
I mean... A few months before, Jim Baker was interviewed by Michael Sussman in a public event. Do you think there's any exposure for Jim Baker? Again, the FBI lawyer who got this information, basically, there might have been a wink and a nod situation. He should have known better or something.
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, I think the FBI knew for sure that this was not a case. Even remember the famous Peter Strzok comment, there's no there there. That was after he first investigated the Russian collusion stuff. He took about 2 months to investigate, and he tells his girlfriend, she says, how's it going? And he says, there's no there there.
Lisa Page.
Yeah. He knew They went ahead with this Don thing for 2.5 years, and they had already investigated and found out there was nothing there. I don't know what they expected. They expected, you know, something would happen, and imagine how they sold the press on it. There was nothing to this. It's the reason I represented him, because I was with him for 4 months. I wouldn't say 24 hours a day, but, you know, a lot. And I knew it didn't happen.
So actually, look, I have an idea for you that I'd like to run by you. Because as you know, you do a lot of media. The details of this are sometimes hard to understand. They're beyond the patience of a lot of folks in the media. And they take time to lay out there. Do you have a website, a state-of-the-art website, RudyGiuliani.com? Is this stuff methodically there?
I wouldn't say it's there. It probably could be organized better. So, I mean, like, it's there. I've got podcasts going back 2.5 years laying these facts out. And what they really would have to do is be reorganized so you could find it easily.
And what's the website? What is it
called? It's RudyGiulianiCS.com. RudyGiulianiCommonSenseCS.com. So you could go back 2.5 years ago and you could hear Shokin, the prosecutor. You could take a look at him and make your own decision as to whether he's corrupt.
So I have an idea. I think I understand it's all there with the podcast, but as you just said, if we organize this stuff, and I would plug the hell out of that website all the time, because as you know, the Russian names, you know, for the people listening, it gets very confusing very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
People don't know Shokin from Poroshenko.
Right.
They cannot follow it. But you could have a link, or you could actually have it on your own server, whatever, you know, the conversation between Biden and Poroshenko. You know, constantly go back, reference the website. And it would be helpful for journalists as well, because if you've got a one-stop shopping for all this stuff, I don't know, I think it might be more effective in moving the needle.
It might be, you know, and I'll tell you what. Like, for example, these interviews with Shokin and with the guy who replaced him, who fixed the case, they all took place before the hard drive came out. And everybody said they were lying, lying, lying. Now when you go to the hard drive, they're all corroborated on the hard drive. You have this guy who worked for Burisma thanking him for all that Joe did for them, making it clear that the reason they had Joe there was to protect the company, against being seized by the government. The day they arrest the company, which is February 1st, 2016, the day Shokin arrests the company. That next night, Biden's on the phone to Poroshenko, and he's on the phone to him four times in that next week. And then at the end of that four calls, he then fires Shokin.
And when Poroshenko tells Joe that, Poroshenko is recording the call. Poroshenko is.
Oh, there's definitely a recording of the call.
But if you listen to the call, you can tell that it's on Poroshenko's end. Like, it's not taped by a third party. What I'm saying is Poroshenko knew that Joe was up to no good, and
he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to fire Shokin. Shokin was a friend of his.
He even said, I'm firing him even though we can find nothing wrong with him.
Yeah. Shokin was the godfather of one of his kids, and he didn't want to fire him. And then Shokin really sort of said, okay, I'll back out. I'll just back out because we need the money. We need the $1 billion. People don't realize what an extortion it was, too. When Poroshenko took over from the guy who ran away, they had $800,000 in a bank. They had stolen $50 billion.
So Poroshenko, by the way, I see him on TV in Kiev. I saw him today.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's quite a hero now.
No one asked him.
But he's a big crook, but he was quite a hero now.
I would love, what would happen if he said, hey, why did you tape Joe Biden during those phone calls? What do you think he'd say?
I would say he felt squeezed. He didn't want to do it. He was trying to talk Biden out of it.
But when you say he's a crook like Ukraine crooks.
No, Poroshenko's a big one. Big. Yeah, Poroshenko used to be known as, like, remember the Godfather, they say that thing about the guy wants to wet his beak?
Yeah.
He wanted to be part of every deal. So if you were an oligarch and you were doing some kind of crooked deal, he wanted a little 10% of it or 20% of it. He was a well-known, that's why he lost 70-30, the whole country knew. And the corruption there is different than here. They don't hide it. I mean, they're not,
yeah.
For some, it's part of the culture. It's terrible, but it's part of the culture. And just to think, we were trying to get them to overcome the corruption so they could be part of the EU, and then Biden goes there and he becomes, you know, more corrupt than they are.
That's wild. That is wild.
And in Ukraine, the people know that Biden is corrupt. So when he would go there, he went there 14 times, which is a heck of a lot of times for a vice president. Something's going on if you go there 14 times.
In and of itself, that's too many times. Hey, before we go, I got to turn this all over to you for a second. I think there's a bad habit going on with the conservative media. They're giving Eric Adams too much credit. Whenever he says something that sounds, oh, that sounds nice, they like, oh, they swoon. This guy has no ability to get anything done. That's the issue with him. It doesn't matter.
It's a big contradiction now between what he says and the 35% rise in crime.
Yeah.
I mean, now we're into like the third, fourth month of his administration. It should start to at least even out. But we've got more crime than de Blasio.
He doesn't know how to do it. That's a big problem that the media, nobody else really ever considered. Hey, I'm turning it over to Rudy. I'll be right back. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.